the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store. Lum and the pig are just entering.
Hey, Abner, come here and help me keep this dad-blame pig out of the store.
Where'd you get him?
Don't ask questions. Just shut the door fast while I shove her outside.
Sure. Get out of here. Get out of here.
That damn thing followed me everywhere I go.
Is that pig that belongs to the Chollers, young'un?
Yeah, that's their pet.
Yeah, I thought I knowed him. Yeah.
Twice as big as all three of them young'uns put together.
Well, how come it's following you around instead of them?
I don't know. I reckon I made the mistake of feeding it last night. But the only reason I done that was to get it out of the house.
Are they still bringing that pig right in the house?
Oh, yeah. The young'uns insist on him sleeping right there in the parlor.
Well.
But I'm putting a stop to that. Four of us is enough on that Davenport.
Oh. How did you and the twins and little Caldwell get along last night, Mom?
Well, it was the best night so far.
Well, good.
Little Caldwell forgot to take his shoes off before he went to bed. Instead of kicking me in the stomach, he kicked me in the head.
The head?
Yeah, and I don't recollect a thing that happened after that. Thanks to little Caldwell.
Well, bless his heart.
Leastway, it's one way for me to get some sleep at night. But I don't know how long my head will hold out.
Well, why don't you try kicking him in the head for a change? That'd break it up some.
No, I couldn't do nothing like that. I will admit, there's times when I feel like that'd be the best thing for the little terrier, but... Well, his mama and papa thank the world and all of him.
Yeah, natural.
His papa's pretty stout, too.
Yeah, well, his mama ain't no midget herself, neither.
No, but I won't have to put up with them living at my place much longer, I can tell you that.
Have you found them another place to move to?
No, I'm going to build them a new house, don't you recollect?
Mom, are you still serious about that idea?
Why, sure I am. Figured out just how I'm going to do it already.
Now, Mom, where do you think you're going to get the money to build a new house?
Who needs money?
Huh?
All you need is brains, and I've got a whole head full of them.
Mom, you need money, too. You've got to buy a lot and the lumber. Pay a carpenter, I don't know what all.
Don't worry, I'll get all of them. If you'll step aside and let me get to the phone, I'll show you just how you can do things if you use your head a little bit.
You ought to be thinking about raising money instead of spending. You still got to pay that $300 on the pioneer you give the church. Who you calling there?
The Widder Cobb.
Well, what do you call her for? She told you once, Lom, she don't want none of them charters is over there at her place.
I know it, but she owns some lots and... Wait a minute. Hello, is this Miss Cobb? This is Lum Eddards. Mom? Oh, no, I ain't still mad about that. The fact is, I sort of enjoy having the child to stand with me.
Special little Caldwell.
Well, what I was calling you about is them lots you own. I'd like to buy one of them.
With what?
Well, I want to build a house on it. Yes, Mom?
Couldn't build nothing.
Well, now, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I won't be able to pay you till the house is done and sold.
Couldn't buy
houses,
they
10 cents
a dozen.
Well, I know it is, but that's the best kind of a deal I can make right now. Oh, yeah, I'm going to build right away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the builder and the lumber and everything.
That's super.
Well, I was thinking of that corner lot right across the road from the Adams' place. Well, the house is as good as sold right now, and you'll get your money first thing. Huh. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. Yes. You will? I think Granny's good for you.
How does he do it?
Well, I'll be over later on today and we'll draw up all the papers.
Selfie.
Yes, Mom. Much obliged to you. Goodbye. Well, Abner, there's the lot. See how easy it is?
Well, that sure is a new way to do business. I'll say that for you, Mom.
Well, that shows what an advantage it is to have brains.
Yeah. When did you get the lumber and the carpenter and all that, though?
Well, that's something I got to check on right now.
Check on it. What do you mean, Mom?
Hey, Abner.
Huh? Oh, what is it, Grandpa?
There's a pig sitting on your front porch.
Yeah, we know it.
Does it belong to you fellas?
No, just a friend of Mom.
Oh, well, she's sitting on the porch. Thought you'd like to know. See you later.
Much obliged to you. What are you going to do about that pig, Mom? Just let her follow you around everywhere you go?
I don't know. I ain't got time to worry about that now. I've got to call up Hugh Garrett about doing the building.
Well, why don't you call up Eugene Blevins? He's a heap better carpenter than Hugh.
I know, but I got my reasons for wanting Hugh to do this job. See, him and Lester Parks, wait a minute. Hello, is Hugh at home? Yeah, I'd like to speak with him. You see, Abner, Hugh and Lester Parks are mad at one another, so that's why I want him.
Well, Lester Parks is a foreman at Walt Bates' sawmill. And if he's mad at Hugh, why, he sure ain't going to sell him no lumber.
Well, you see the idea. Just a minute. Hello, Hugh. Lum Eddard. Oh, pretty good. Say, Hugh, how'd you like to build a house for me right away? Well, I've done got the lot, and... How's that? Well, that's what I was going to talk to you about. I'll get the lumber myself, and you won't have to deal with Lester at all.
No.
Well, just leave all that up to me. How's that? Well, now, that's something else I was going to talk to you about. You see, I'm a little short of cash right now, Hugh, and I'm going to have to ask you to wait till the job's done before I can pay you.
A little short?
Yeah, I know you've got to live, but here's what I'll do. I'll give you all the credit you want at the store here, and you won't get no bill till after you've been paid. How's that?
I'm in on this.
Well, good. It's a deal, then. I'll call you the minute we're ready to start building. All right, Hugh. Goodbye. Well, there's my builder.
Well, where are you going to get the money to pay everybody if and when you get the house built, though?
Well, I'm going to sell it to Foster Childers.
Foster?
He's got money. He ain't broke.
No.
The only reason he ain't bought a house is because he ain't one in Pine Ridge to buy.
Hey, Lum.
Oh, what is it, Ulysses?
Yeah, Lum, there's a pig sitting on your front porch.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, okay. You going to you, Lum?
No, I'll say it don't.
Well, okay. Just
thought
I'd tell you there's one out here.
Mom, you ought to get shut of that pig. Folks are liable to think she's one of our customers here at the store.
Yeah, I'll take care of that later. I'm too busy right now.
Who are you calling up now?
Lester Parks, naturally. Fella can't build a house without materials. You see, the way I've got it planned... just a second. Hello, is this the lumber company? I'd like to speak to Lester Parks. Oh, well, would you have him call me, call Lum Eddard as quick as he's free? All right, thank you.
Lum, I don't think you'll ever talk Lester into waiting for his money like them other.
Oh, I think he will.
Oh, no.
I've still got a couple of tricks up my sleeve. Fact is, oh, my goodness.
Hey, Lum.
Oh, howdy, Squire.
Lum is a pig sitting out on the front porch.
Yeah, I know it.
She gone to you?
No, she don't.
Oh, she doesn't,
No, she just followed me down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just thought I'd mention it. I'll see you later.
I wish folks would stop warning me about that pig.
Well, I told you ought to get shut up. Wait a minute, weren't that our range?
I think so. I'll get it. Might be Lester.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Hello, John. I'm down store. Oh, hello, Lester. Yeah, I want to talk to you about getting some lumber for a house I'm going to build.
Here's where you get stopped.
Well, I want to get started right away. Only trouble is, though, I won't be able to pay you till the house is done and sold. Well, it's as good as sold right now. And I've got the lot and the builder and the plans and everything. Only thing holding me up is the lumber.
That lump could sell electric fans to the Eskimo.
Ah. Well, you can trust me, Lester. I've always trusted you here at the store.
Too much.
The fact is, you've got a bill here right now. It's about 4 months old.
Longer than that.
Yeah, you'll be the first one to get your money.
Oh, boy.
Well, good for you. I knowed you'd do it. Yeah, I knowed I could depend on you.
That takes surprise.
Yeah, I'll let you know what we'll need right away. All right, fine. Sure much obliged to you. Goodbye. Granny, there it is. Abner, there ain't nothing can stop me now.
I just can't believe you done. But wait a minute, though, Lum. What if Lester and Hugh and the Widder Cobb get to talking to one another and find out that you're working each one of them again the other? No.
That's just it. They ain't going to get together.
How do you know?
That's what I've been trying to tell you. Hugh and Lester ain't speaking to one another. And the reason they ain't's on account of the Widder. They was both courting her and then trying to cut the other out. Both of them made up a pack of lies about the other, and finally the Widder got mad and quit speaking to both of them.
You mean none of them ain't speaking?
That's about the size of it. That shows you what you can do, Abner, if you've got brains.
Well, I, dog as you sure figured this thing out, I'll say that for you. I never...
Hey, Mr. Abner.
Oh, well, we know what that's, Abner. Just don't mention it.
All I want to do is ask you if you want to order a smoked ham or a side of bacon.
Side of bacon?
Yes, ma'am. It'll be about a month or so before you can get it.
Are you selling it, Cedric?
No, ma'am. Mr. Squire Skimp is. I'm just taking orders first.
Well, Squire ain't got no home. Now, wait a minute. Cedric, did you see a pig sitting on our front porch there?
No, ma'am.
I don't as long that takes care of the pig. There's one less worry for you.
One less worry, nothing. If I go home without that pig, little Caldwell won't stop with kicking me off the Davenport. He'll kick me clean out of the house.
Huh?
Come on, Abner. We got to save her from Squire Skimp before she gets to be pork chop.
Well, if somebody doesn't squeal on Lum, it looks as if he'd get his house built.